And also transcribe, right, Sunil?
It'll transcribe later, not immediately.
Hi, Gayatri.
Hi, Mansi.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Gayatri, before we begin the session, I'd like to take your permission to record the session for learning purposes. Is that okay?
Absolutely okay.
Great, thank you. All right. Gayatri, do you want to take a couple of moments to center yourself?
Yes, sure. yes, that would help. Yes, ready.
Awesome. So tell me, Gayatri, what are we talking about today?
Mansi, there are a few thoughts going on in my mind for some time and I would like to share them with you. coincidentally, today I complete 1 year of working with Edify. It's been a great milestone. And for the past 1 year, I have seen and reflected and how things are and how this journey has been for the past 1 year. And there are certain things which keep coming to my mind and they have become a little more intense. The feelings have become a little more intense in the past 1 or 2 months. So I was thinking I'll just share them with you. It's been a great journey. It's been a lot of learning and it's been a wonderful experience doing some things which I have wanted to do all my life but couldn't do it because of various reasons. And there is this feeling that I want to do more, which I'm not able to at this point of time. So I've been thinking of what is it that is stopping me, or why is this feeling coming in, or why is it that I'm not able to do certain things that I want to. So I thought let's discuss this with you and get some clarity on it.
Okay. Firstly, Gayatri, congratulations on your 1 year completion.
Thank you.
I heard the excitement in your voice and I'm sure it's been wonderful for you as you have expressed. Thank you for sharing. And there's a couple of things that I've heard that I would, you know, like to present back to you. You've expressed how exciting this 1 year journey with Edify has been.
Yes.
You've also mentioned that it has given you the opportunity to explore a certain, kind of work that you have been wanting to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. And you mentioned that at this point you are feeling like there's more that you could do.
Yes.
But you still seek clarity on what is that more.
Yes.
Okay. So, Gayatri, when you talk about I want to do more, do you want to maybe elaborate a little on that?
Yeah. So, Mansi, actually, when I came in here, It was kind of, it was not a very planned thing. It happened. I was doing some teaching in colleges and I had taken a break from my corporate life and things were going on slow. And that was the point Alina had approached me with certain ideas in her mind. And I was very excited and I joined without really thinking about what am I going to do. It was for a specific reason, a specific project. And I was like, let's see and let's explore this because everything is open right now. And somewhere down the line, because of the people that I'm working with and the kind of things that I wanted to do in life, I started enjoying it beyond a particular level that I had expected. When I had come in, I had a very clear idea that I'm going to put in only so many hours and give more attention at home because that was priority at that point of time. So I was very clear, this is the time that I spend and this is the commitment that I'll give. And somewhere down the line, that clear line started fading. And I started justifying to myself that I'm not needed that much at home and this is something that I'm enjoying. So let me give more here. But then there was something in my mind telling me, no, I'm wanted there. So I keep on struggling with this idea of how much I should do and what all I need to get into, because everything is open and I have been so lucky that I'm welcome everywhere that I want to go into. And there is so much to learn. What starts becoming less is the time. So how much time I should spend here and how much time at home, that becomes something which is challenging. And that is what I want to do more, but sometime I cannot.
Okay. So Gayatri, I heard you say that this opportunity has really opened a big door for you, where you see many options and you see that you can explore a lot more.
Yes.
You've also mentioned that when you decided to move from your corporate job to here, there was a certain structure of your everyday life that you had in mind.
Yes.
And that meant drawing a line, setting your time right, dividing time between work and family.
Right.
And in this 1 year journey, you believe that you've come at a point where that division or that, you know, time management is not how you had envisioned it.
Correct.
Okay. So Gayatri, I've heard you mention this challenge with time management. And as you had earlier also stated that there's a certain clarity you seek in what is the opportunity that's, you know, ahead for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for the purposes of today's conversation, which one would you like to explore?
Manji, if I have to say that today to explore, I would want to see whether it is about time management or is it something else. If I get that clarity, what is the thought behind having this kind of recurring thoughts about wanting to do more and not being able to? So what is it that is the real issue, time management or something else? That is what I would want to speak about today.
Okay. So you're seeking clarity on what is the barrier that is coming between you taking the next steps. Would that be correct?
A little differently, I would say that, is it about time management or not?
Okay. Fair enough. And when we are talking about this clarity that you're seeking, if you can tell me how is this significant to you in your today situation?
Yeah, so a bit of background. So when I left my corporate job or took that big decision, it was with a conscious intent, which was very strong, that I want to spend more time with my daughter. It was very clear and it was a very thought out decision. And whatever came in later, the thought was that, okay, my daughter comes first and everything else is later. And that happened well for a year and a half. Today, again, I'm at a situation where work-wise, I enjoy what I'm doing. And somewhere then that urge keeps on coming that, okay, I want to spend more time on work. And then the thought comes in that, am I again going and compromising the time which I give to my daughter? The amount of time and sometimes the quality of time. I may be there with her physically, not there mentally. So that thought keeps on coming. So what is the real reason behind that?
Mm.
Or how do I cope with that thought?
Okay. So Gayatri, first thing I would like to say is that your strong, intention as a mother to give time to your daughter and to be there with her and quality time, I really appreciate that. I can see the value that it adds to you. There is also a Gayatri who's career oriented and has a certain career aspiration. And also another strong aspect of your personality for you. So what we are discussing today is a clarity between what is it, where these two Gayatris stand for you, and how do you take this forward with your next steps?
Right. And how much importance to give to both these two versions of myself? Because there was a conscious decision to put one aside and the mother taking precedence. Am I again changing the intention? So which one should be given more weightage? That is a clarity.
Okay. Thank you. And Gayatri, in this conversation, what would make you feel like we are, you know, closer to understanding or closer to this clarity that you seek?
Very frankly, Mansi, if I have to open up and say that sometimes there is some feeling which I have, which is almost nearing guilt. And I have lived with this guilt of not being there for my daughter. It's typical, maybe most working mothers have this. So I've lived with this. And the decision to stop that was to get away with the guilt. Now, it is coming back a little bit again. So, if I can have a clarity of thought without having that, even that ounce of guilt, maybe that will tell me that, okay, I'm on the right track and I have got the clarity that I want.
Right. I absolutely understand where you're coming from. As women, as, you know, motherhood, I think these feelings come along with. So, yeah. Okay, so speaking of the clarity and, you know, a sense of finding that place where you feel like without any added guilt, you are clear of what you want to do next,
right?
What do you think is coming in the way of you feeling that assurance?
Constant thought or constant evaluation of every action that I take. While working, thinking of what is happening at home, and when I'm with her, sometimes wanting to be somewhere else. So this constant struggle, not able to be fully there where I am, and then when I try to learn something new, I understand there will be a time involved and not being able to give that time. So two things that I'm struggling with is actually spending time, because it is a new field for me. There is a lot of learning and it's a steep learning curve because not done this ever. So not being able to give that time, and if I try doing that, then suffering with not being where I am 100% and that guilt coming in. So these are the two main things which I'm struggling with right now.
Gayatri, I've heard you mention time or the lack thereof constantly, whether it is with your work or whether it is, you know, the time you would like to give at home. Okay. And as you mentioned, there's a certain sense of guilt that comes along with, you know, this feeling of not being able to give time.
Yes, yes.
I'm wondering if there are some, you know, values that you think are supporting this guilt that you've been mentioning.
Yes. Now that you ask me, if I think deeply, yes.
Mansi, what about Oscar? Okay, think. And then ask the question. Because you're in the flow, you have to ask a question. Okay. Okay. You may want to reframe this question. So I took this opportunity to stop.
Okay.
And
So Gayatri, I heard you mention, the time management that, in your words, you've been struggling with, whether it is at work or back home. I sense that it's very important to you to be able to give your 100%, you know, and anything less than that would make you feel like you're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be right at that?
Yes. That is the case.
Okay. So, Gayatri, I'm wondering if this feeling of, you know, the need to be there 100%, would you say there is a certain, value system that brings that feeling inside you?
I think so. So, I believe that anything that I do, I need to give my fullest there and at least have a certain level of outcome or success, the way I would define it. It's not something that other people would. The same applies with being a mother. So, I have this idea of how I should be as a mother. Not an ideal mother, but how I should deal with my kid, because I also understand that every relationship will be unique. So there is some amount of time and attention that I'm expected to give to her at this stage. Am I diluting that is the question. So that is why I feel that I'm not giving my 100% there, or I'm cutting corners there. Is that what is happening? Is a constant thought which keeps coming up. And that might be because I want to do, I want to be 100% with her when I'm with her and give whatever I have decided to give her and then do my duties as a mother.
Okay. So I hear you perceive motherhood in a certain way. And you would like to, live up to the expectations that you've created for yourself.
Correct.
So, Gayatri.
Good, Nancy.
So, Gayatri, if I were to ask you to, maybe step out of your role and let's look at it from your daughter's point of view. How do you see her looking at, this situation as you, the mother?
That's tricky because getting into the daughter's shoes is very difficult for me as a mother. But if I think about that, maybe she doesn't feel that I'm spending less time with her. But she would want me to be there with her when I am there with her. And she's growing up and her dependence on me is lower. So there is only as much that she needs out of me. And maybe she would be okay if I am emotionally with her whenever I am there with her physically or not physically. I think that would be enough for her. She would not feel that I'm doing less, is what I think. Because she's not expressed that I'm not there with her, ever.
Okay. So, when you're looking at it like this, if I can ask you, now when you're back in your mother's role, okay, how do you see this, constant belief that you're not giving enough time? How do you see it now?
Very differently. So I can actually feel that the weight is lesser. I can feel that it's not as bad as I make it out in my mind, or I need not struggle with this constant thought at least. Yes, being aware and mindful, yes, but not having that constant nagging kind of thought. I can do away with that. So yes, it does help a lot looking at it from her perspective.
Great. So Gayatri, now let me take you a little back where we spoke about your, you know, seeking clarity on whether this opportunity or this, you know, door that has opened for you, whether you should step in with full vigor or not. That's something that we were discussing. Where we are now in the conversation, when, if you had to look back at that situation, how do you see it now?
So we started off with thinking about how to give more, or whether I should give more to the professional work that I'm doing. And it is really helping, because what was coming in the way is the thought about my daughter and my role as a mother. Now that you made me think in that direction, it is kind of got out of the way, and now I can concentrate more on what we were discussing. So yes, we are headed in the right direction. We can just discuss a little more on how much more and what more can be given to this professional angle.
Of course. Sure. So, like you said, let's discuss how much more, right? Can you elaborate on the how much more for me?
So frankly, Mansi, there is so much to do, and everything which I put my hand to, I find it interesting. So, but again, journey is slow, so time is what is crucial. Somewhere I need to also think about that when I want to do more, what is that more exactly? And it cannot be everything. So maybe focus on one thing at a time, learn that, move on to the next, and not keep on thinking, "Arey, ye bhi kar sakte hai, ye bhi kar sakte hai." All of that, maybe at one point, everything may not be possible. So one is home duties, all of that out of the way. Also here, when I feel that should I be doing more or should I not be doing, maybe somewhere that thought should be there that everything here also is not possible, and there will be a time when I'll be able to do everything. So maybe focusing on one thing at a time may address what more. Whatever is at the moment, whatever is coming up, one thing, focus 100% and then move on to the other thing.
Okay. Gayatri, when you say focusing on one thing at a time, mm-hmm. what I'm also hearing is a person who really values, you know, being good and being 100% mm-hmm. at what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So I've heard that you've mentioned you can see a lot of opportunities, but what you would like to do is focus on something that you can give 100% to, get better at it, and then move on.
Correct.
So, Gayatri, what would it require for you to be able to identify these focus areas?
I really do not need to identify. I just have to take it one step at a time. So if there are four things, choose anyone which is more important at that point of time. And do that and move on to the next. Not thinking that the others are, I couldn't do them. There'll be a time when I can manage them. Right now somebody else is doing it. So just pick up one, and it's really not about choosing which one. Anything is okay.
Okay.
Because everything is new. Everything is interesting.
That's wonderful. So if I had to ask at this point, what would you say is the strength that Gayatri is seeing in herself? to be able to do, you know, make these choices and focus and move forward.
I think one thing that I have learned from life along the way is that be persistent in what you want to do. Be clear what you want to do and then keep persisting at it. And I think that persistence is what will help me keep the focus on. Because there'll be challenges, there'll be distractions, there'll be different things, thoughts coming up in the mind, and anything can happen. So just knowing that, okay, this is what I want to do, and keeping at it continuously, even if it is, sometimes it feels that there is no progress, just be at that and the progress will show. Maybe eventually it will show. It may not be immediate. Maybe it's like going to the gym and working out and feeling ke are kuch nahi ho raha and not giving up, because 3 months down the line, you'll see the impact on the body, on the mind, overall health. So I think I need to think of it like that.
Lovely. So I hear that staying persistent is certainly a strength you see. And what do you think is stopping you from, you know, picking up weight training in the gym then?
Maybe the effort required, the commitment to show up and still do it when sometimes there will be something else demanding my time, some duties at home, sometimes just the urge to let it go and rest and lie in the bed. Sometimes the difficulty of actually doing it, because it's something not done in the whole life. So picking up that dumbbell and actually exercising is difficult. So it's now when I'm saying that to you, I realize that maybe it's all in the mind and it's just a thought that I have to tell myself that, okay, no, I have to go up and do it because that is where I want to be. So I think it's just a thought.
I like the smile. And that smile is also telling me how reflective you have been, and that's been wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the kind of conversation that we are having, because it's clearing a lot of thought for me. It's making things which were a little hazy now becoming clear, and maybe the road is clear. I can go ahead.
Lovely. That is this one thing that I would like to, you know, present to you, if I may.
Yes, please.
While you mentioned that you are, you know, being reflective and gaining clarity, when you spoke about what is holding you back, I sensed that there was something more internal that you know, was maybe not letting you take that step. How does that, you know, how does that sit with you, with this sense that I had?
I think, Manzi, what you're saying is right, because while you were saying that also, I was thinking parallelly. It definitely was something which is internal, because just the earlier conversation about my duties as a mother out of the way, I see a change in my thought process and maybe a little more acceptance that, okay, this is what I want to do and this is how it should be done. So it was more internal, and if I could clear my thoughts and segregate them, then it is actually helping me take the action that I want to, and which I was stopping because of some thoughts which were going on in my mind. Yes. What you're saying is right.
So, do you want to share with me what are these thoughts?
Yeah, so these thoughts are basically coming from the earlier idea is that how much priority I should give to my professional self. Because somewhere I started thinking that because of that, am I compromising on my personal life and mainly my daughter, but otherwise also in general life, family life in general. So do I tend to put, because of my attitude of wanting to do everything, do I tend to put more emphasis on one and where the other gets neglected? That thought keeps on coming up all the time. And as I said earlier, as a working mother, I have always had that, but it was because it was very obvious. Now, after taking a conscious decision, again, if I have those thoughts, then it is actually stopping my growth somewhere. Growth not only professionally, I'm saying generally, as a person, whatever I want to do, it stops it. Those thoughts are, they become barriers in my progress. So those are the thoughts which keep on coming, and if I can get them to rest, I think my job will be done.
Wonderful. So how do we rest them?
I think the first step is done.
Yeah.
The first step is was about getting one equation out of the mind. So there is a lot of clarity, and I think all set to put more effort and more intention, and realize that, okay, being mindful at both places will definitely help me in being aware of time, managing the time and doing what I really want to do at that time.
Wonderful. Great. So, Gayatri, I've heard you say that you've got a certain clarity on how the time can be managed better.
Yes.
You've also had a reflective, understanding of how you want to now see yourself as mother.
Yes.
So, Gayatri, would you say we've come to a good place in the conversation?
Absolutely. I have got the clarity which I was looking out for, that it's not only about time management, it is also about prioritization and getting rid of the risk, the guilt that was there. So yes, I got what I wanted in this conversation. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that so honestly, Gayatri. And do you think it's a good time for us to close?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mansi. It has been really, really helpful.
Wonderful. Thank you.